You're listening to Dig Into It Radio On Demand. To find out more about Dig Into It Radio, visit our website at digintoitradio.com. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You're gonna love the way it makes you feel.
Hi everyone, thank you so much for joining me this week for Dig Into It Radio News. This is the news for the week of August 12th, 2013. My name is Dina Martinez. Teenager Hannah Anderson, who was abducted earlier this month in San Diego by James Lee DiMaggio, has been rescued. Anderson and DiMaggio were spotted out riding on Wednesday morning by a group which included an ex-sheriff, Mark John. The group agreed that something wasn't right, and their suspicions were confirmed the following day when John recognized the girl in an Amber Alert on television. A rescue team was dispatched, but landed a 2.5-hour hike away from DiMaggio's campsite to prevent making him suspicious. It is reported that DiMaggio has been a close friend of the family for years, providing support to Hannah's mother, Christine, during her separation. DiMaggio was also wanted for killing Christina Anderson and her son, Ethan. DiMaggio was shot and killed during the rescue operation. An Arizona family was recently rescued after 91 days at sea in one of the most remote areas of ocean on the planet. Hannah Gastengue, her husband Sean, and their two very young girls set sail for the archipelago nation of Kiribati in the South Pacific in order to escape the support of abortion rights, homosexuality, taxes, and the state-controlled church. Hannah told the Associated Press that the family, quote, decided to take a leap of faith and see where God led us, end quote. Their sailboat ultimately suffered severe damage, and the family found themselves unable to make any further progress on their trip, and supplies were running very low. Hannah told the AP that the captain of the Venezuelan fishing vessel that eventually picked them up initially asked them, "Do you know where you're at? You're in the middle of nowhere." The family then spent 3 weeks on a Japanese cargo ship and were dropped off in Chile. California Bill AB 1266, also known as the Transgender Bill of Rights, that would allow students who are transgender to choose which sex-segregated sports, activities, and facilities in which they wish to participate, has been signed into law this week by Governor Jerry Brown. The law, which amends the educational code to allow for this choice, also stipulates that advising and counseling will remain gender neutral and would not take liberties to assume that certain students would gravitate to careers that have been dominated by a certain gender societally. The law is the first of its kind to be introduced within the United States. The new iPhone is expected to make its first appearance September 10th, and it will be ready for purchase before the holidays. Apple's rival Samsung is also set to release its next generation Galaxy smartphone September the 4th. Sources reported earlier this year that Apple is looking into releasing iPhones with larger screens and cheaper models with more color options. Dutch Prince Johan Friso has passed away due to complications from a skiing accident last year. The 44-year-old was buried in an avalanche that caused severe brain damage. The royal house said that the prince never regained more than minimal consciousness. TMZ has obtained pictures of Justin Bieber serenading his grandma last Thanksgiving in Canada, but with only his guitar to maintain some semblance of modesty. It seems the singer thought it would be funny to rush downstairs completely naked for his entire family to see and sing to his grandma. TMZ was told that everyone found it quite amusing. And finally, Amanda Bynes has been showing improvement from the treatment of schizophrenia she's been receiving at the hospital where she was put on psychiatric hold. The star has reportedly been very emotional, crying, and expressing clear thoughts about her future. We're hoping her treatment continues to progress and she can get her life back on track. Thank you so much for joining me for Dig Into It Radio News. My name is Dina Martinez. This has been a Dig Into It Radio production, written by Jessica Peters.
Hey guys, this is Leanne Tooker. If you're enjoying the show you're listening to now, then you're definitely going to enjoy my show, Leanne Tooker Is Not Crazy. Promise you, I'll prove it. Please tune in. You can always subscribe to the Dig Into It Radio Master Feed on iTunes and listen to all of our great shows here on Dig Into It Radio.